אנחנו נקרא בספר כתבי
מאמר reading מאמר השלום the peace article
דבר המתחיל הוא מעתה
בראש התור starts with now it is
עמוד 407 כתבי בעל הסולם מאמר השלום
the peace
טור א' למעלה דבר המתחיל הוא מעתה
it starts with now it is
טוב, אנחנו דיברנו קודם ש
Okay, so first we were saying that we have a law in creation. We have a force in creation. That's nature. We have to speak to it as Elohim, the nature, God, it's the same thing. That all in all that same one guiding, watching over the upper law, it's a force, it's a law that's working throughout all of creation. That's how we have to relate to him, to it, and not anything else. What next?
Now, it is vitally important for us to examine nature's mitzvot, to know what it demands of us, lest it would mercilessly punish us. We have said that nature obligates humankind to lead a social life. And this is simple, but we need to examine the mitzvot that nature obliges us to keep in that respect, meaning with respect to the social life. In general examination, we find that there are only two mitzvot to follow in society. This can be called reception and bestowal. This means that each member must, by nature, receive his needs from society and must benefit society through his work for its well-being. And if one breaks one of these two mitzvot, he will be mercilessly punished.
So that's what we have. We have a system. We are included in it. We're all dependent on one another. And we have to be in some kind of balance of forces between bestowing and receiving, each one towards everybody. This system demands of us to keep this law of interconnection, the ideal connection between us. As much as we're not connected correctly, we suffer. As much as we advance towards a correct connection, we'll enjoy it. That's it. All in all. Yeah?
We need not excessively examine that mitzvah of reception, since the punishment is carried out immediately, which prevents any neglect. But in the other mitzvah, that of bestowal upon society, not only is the punishment not immediate, but it is given indirectly. Therefore, this mitzvah is not properly observed. Thus, humanity is being fried in a heinous turmoil and strife and famine, and their consequences have not ceased thus far.
Meaning that all the problem is that we don't understand these laws of reception and bestowing, and we can't balance the relations between us. If we would do it, we would bestow on all the still vegetative and animate and our life, that by this we'd rise above our state to the degrees, the exalted spiritual degrees, eternal, and so on.
And the wonder about it is that nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments surrounding our sustenance and existence also multiply.
Meaning, there's nothing to blame our luck or lack of luck, what each and everyone has, or all together, but only by keeping this law of reception and bestowing and balancing them. What we have to do in human society, right? Clear? Yeah?
The question is, how can we balance two things that contradict each other?
Of course they contradict, so.
So how can you put them in balance?
I see in nature, in everything, you have a plus and a minus. Two forces can't be that one force works without the other. It doesn't appear such a thing. Show me an example. But you want to only appear what is good for you and not what is bad for you. And nature, on the opposite, he bends it over in order to reach balance. You don't want balance, so you're in a problem. But the rest of forms of nature, they are keeping this balance instinctively and they have no problem. Yeah.
That's exactly it. They keep it instinctively. And in the social level,
you are an Adam man. You have to reach a state where you understand this law and keep it from your own desire, not from being forced.
But how can one keep something that contradicts? These are two opposite directions.
But you see that this is how system works everywhere. There can't be a system that works with one force. It's not possible. Yeah.
Let's take a concrete example. A while ago, I read one of your posts that says that the inclination of Trump to separate is correct, because it's like there are processes of inhaling and exhaling, and now it's the time to construction and not expansion. First, there was an expansion, globalization, greater connection, and he operates differently. Supposedly, I would expect you to say that this is opposite to nature's inclination.
Why in nature isn't there a process of contraction?
Yeah, but that's exactly it. How to know that now is the right phase for construction?
Because he's working instinctively. He is revealing that ego is so big now that it's disturbing. It's disturbing. You see, Europe can't unite. Everyone wants to put the brakes, the Brexit, that whole matter. And that's where it's happening everywhere. We will always, we have a period of development and a fall. Period of development and fall. Why do we fall? Because the development period ends when our ego won't let us develop onward. It shuts it off. It's like a miasma. It's like cancer. We start devouring ourselves. We've developed a few decades. Nice, good. We thought, like the American dream from the 50s and 60s, that we'll reach a state, we'll go out into space and everything, and you see, everything ended. Human ego is just devouring everything and not let us reach anything good. That's why, in such a way where we can't, we've developed a bit, and now we can't anymore. So we're starting to devour ourselves. Look at human society. Look at this liberalism, this democracy. It became something that eats at society. So in this way, it's better to stop such a development, to stop the connection, because the connection became to something that's eating itself.
So who can say that now is the time to step on the brakes, or say that now Britain being separated from Europe, which is opposite from the inclination of globalization and greater connection?
It doesn't matter how much money it'll cost it. It'll cost much less. I'm not even talking about bloodshed or what could happen. Then whether it'll do it in 10 years from now.
And how can you say that?
I say it.
That I understand, but a person, let's say humanity, or just a leader, who wants to understand that mind of yours.
They understand it. These leaders don't want to do anything because they get in additions, mister. For them, it's just to gain. Except for that, they don't see the future. They can't see the future. What would we have before them? Nothing. The main thing, today I can steal, every day I steal, we're done. That's it. What, I'll let somebody else be in control? So he'll keep stealing. We've reached a state where all of society devours itself. All of this liberalism and democracy and all these organizations that it's just tearing society up into pieces, and you have nothing you can do. There is no connection, which is the main thing. That's why it's better to separate. Separate the wicked, good for them and good for the world.
Can you break down that system into details to understand where the cancer is, what is right and what needs to be replaced?
Until you start developing in individual parts that they already need to connect between them. They can't connect between them. They enter a struggle, and then you need to separate them.
How can you separate them? You see, it's impossible to separate them. How can you now separate Europe? Break it down.
So, war. A war on one hand, and a financial fall on the other. You'll see. 2 years, let's say. You'll see. It's developing in that direction. Everybody's speaking about it already.
So are we in favor of globalization, connection, greater connection, or now?
We pro or con, we're pro the correct connection. Call it whatever you want. In a state that was before, when they started developing, they didn't feel it. We were already speaking about it. 30 years ago I wrote about it, that it won't help, that the evil will be revealed because egoists want to connect. They'll discover more ego, and when they come closer to each other, they'll see as much as they want to just devour one another. And there won't be unity, but there'll be separation. And separation in revolutions and blood.
So now the balance should be towards separation.
Yeah. For their own benefit, if this happens. They'll understand that this is not the way you do it. Or like I recommended, with their representatives, that we need to start a method of education towards connection. Well, you understand, where is that in Europe? It's starting to education. But what is the government there for that whole continent? Well, they don't want to. They can't. They don't want to. They themselves aren't part of this. So how can they do anything about it?
In the education for connection, how does the balance happens between these two opposite inclinations?
Education starts showing, first of all, the reason for what's happening. They start learning, like you studied history, geography, I don't know what and how, but still from this you can get some conclusions. So they can get a conclusion that until they don't take care of the people, that it'll be a bit softer, good to one another, that they'll have recognition of evil of human nature, that a human is an egoist, and we have to behave above that ego, otherwise we'll feel bad, and we have to advance one towards the other under the condition that we'll be good, otherwise each one holds a knife behind his back, and that's not good for us to get closer then. And so on. It's not good to bring immigrants without any conditions. What a mistake, what a stupidity that happened. And it's upper guidance that if you behave in this way, so in order to awaken these desires even more, so they bring a few more millions of strangers in there.
So, if we remain only in our ego without education, it's better for us to connect until to a certain point when the evil of the ego is revealed, because we are now connected through our ego. So things turn bad, and then we have to separate.
So you, between yourselves here, behave simply. You don't get close to one another. You can speak about it, closeness, sing nice songs, but it doesn't happen in practice. Why? Because your preventive force won't let you get close. It won't, because from inside you don't feel this tendency. So we need to develop a necessity for it and a recognition of evil in our nature until we start asking for the force of unity.
And now the whole purpose of all these crises are in order to reveal in us the recognition of evil.
Yeah.
Now let's assume that we're stopping for a moment and we say, yeah, we have connected, it's good, we had potential for good things, because of the nature, things turn bad.
No, you can't come close unless you correct the evil. Only to the extent you have the evil, recognition of evil, you can come close and connect. How will you connect without correcting the evil?
We connected up to a certain point with our ego.
No, you can't. That's not called connection. Whether you're sitting and hugging, that's called connection. How can you connect egoists? Because they're rejected from one another.
We saw that till now, all the globalization in all areas was because the ego wanted to make
speaking
a profit.
About them or us?
Them.
Yeah, they were willing to connect in order to not start a war between them, in order to succeed against Russia and China, and even against America. So Europe needs to be strong. In order to be strong, they have to exist as one mess. And that's what they did. They just didn't take into consideration that except for industry and all that, there's a matter of connection. And there is no connection. So they can create planes or whatever and really succeed, but until a certain level. Then it ends.
It ends, meaning we start to discover that there are very narrow interests which run things.
On one hand, on the second hand, you have a problem that you have entered an industrial revolution. And today, you don't need workers. You don't need them. You have so much extras. People are thrown into the streets.
So now let us assume that we stop and realize, okay, there's evil in this system and we want to keep on connecting. Naturally, we understand that if we carry on this way, we will be in war, we will break Europe down and this whole globalization, that is clear. But we don't want to go there. We don't want to be in a third world war. We want education, let's suppose. We understand that there is evil here.
Who wants it?
Let's assume the world comes and say...
Not the world. Who wants it? The European elites don't want anything. They want to continue the way it is. They're really willing to devour Trump, that he's against them, that he's disturbing them to continue it, because they're getting billions every day, whoever's there in control. And the fact that along with it everybody's falling, they don't care, except for that they see where it's going. There is nothing in their hands, no method in their hands to do.
And now the fact that Trump is operating in ignition of separating himself, that saves him?
Yeah. To a certain level. Afterwards, if you won't start taking of educating Americans, bring them a bit closer to one another, he'll have the same problem.
Why?
Because we're also in a revolution, except for finance, also in an industrial revolution. You don't need 8 billion people in the world. And you'll see, today they just move from one place to the other. They'll be standing on the borders and just devour you.
And then he will discover that in any case, I have too many unemployed people. What am I going to do with them?
Yep. What are you going to do with unemployed people? What are you going to do with the financial crisis? Once you had to invest money in order to create something, and then ask for an addition about it. That's one thing against the next. It's known how it works. Now it's not working anymore.
Why the Europeans don't have the intellect as Trump do to understand that the inclination of greater connection between them will cause them more than separating?
Because they want to keep making billions. Their management, the elite.
But it's clear where this tendency is going to.
Who is it clear for? For now, I can succeed. For now, every day I make money. And for now, there's no clear method, other method.
You don't need the method. The method is to separate.
So you see what they're doing to England because they want to separate, and how hard it's going to be to separate. They made such connections between them that to separate, it's very difficult. Because now there is not the same industry. There's not the same unity. There's nothing in each and every country like they used to be independently. Now it's by the connections they built. You understand? Once Portugal used to, they had a fishing industry. Where is it now? Gone. Estonia, Latvia, Litva, all those places. They created milk products, dairy, and they don't have it anymore. Because the European management said, stop fishing and you stop creating dairy. Now they have nothing to do. You understand? And so on. The Brexit, you're just going to finish Europe off completely. Bring a plan. Yeah.
So the difference is that Trump has more to lose, and this is why he preferred to separate, and the Europeans, they still don't have something to lose in this present state.
What I understand, again, you're bringing me into things that I'm not an expert about it. Europeans and Chinese enjoyed the Americans. They got all the development from America, all the technology they developed, especially the Chinese. And they built and sold all kinds of things. Americans just lost. It's emptying them, and it emptied them. Now Trump can't continue this anymore. That's why he's against the European market, because it stops America. Everybody's sucking from America. That's what I understand. But why do we have to be in this?
I'm trying to understand the principle of how to eventually put things to balance. How the education that we offer balances reception and bestowal.
We saying something simple. The tendency of humanity in general in the world, whether we want it or not, we're under the law of nature. And in every moment, it's bringing us closer more and more. We are entering this little bubble that is bringing us closer and closer to one another. We have a force between us that wants to separate us, an egoistic force. We don't have the correct force that is helping us connect correctly. And we feel more and more dependent, close, hatred, and willing to go through fights between us. How can we bring ourselves to the correct, nice connection between us that we can exist in? Only through the correct education. You have no other ability when you explain to people how to connect correctly that they'll be able to exist upon earth.
But still the question remains how to connect atop the rejection, the rejecting force.
By dissemination, that you disseminate what the problem is, that you explain it, what the matter is. That's towards the whole world. Except for that in the world there's a special group that invites hatred upon itself, that is called anti-Semitism, that awakens this group to start performing its destiny, that there is no choice, and we must show the whole world the method of connection. Why do we have to show it? Because we are a mini world. Because the nation of Israel inside exists from all the 70 nations. That's how we came out of Babylon. We were. We connected in a method above the 70 nations into one. That's by Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, according to those changes that were made. Our big changes. But then we fell from that height into unfounded hatred. We can't be connected like the other nations, because in every nation they have an instinctive connection that remains from the fact that they each came from the same father and mother from the past. And then they have an instinctive closeness, and we don't. If we don't have external pressure, like a bag of nuts, we want to run away from that bag. We can connect only when we have trouble. So that's why I need the others. That's it. That's why anti-Semitism comes, which brings you to keeping your destiny in the world, that you will show everybody how you can connect. And again, because you are not a nation, but only a gathering of nations from those 70 nations, if you will connect, your connections will influence the other 70 nations to connect to, even without dissemination. It'll be easier with dissemination, because these inner threads from you, from the nation of Israel, are connected to all those 70 nations. If you connect, they will connect too. If you won't connect, they won't connect. And then they will hate you internally, instinctively, until you, if you don't connect. So they hate you. You cause all the evil in the world, that's what they say, and they're right.
So it's impossible to connect the world without Israel connecting.
Correct. You can't.
How does Israel connect? That's clear. We learn about it. There's this thing of above reason, matter of two parts.
That's in Israel, but the nations of the world don't need it.
But how can there be a connection with them?
From us becoming a pipeline, a conduit of passing the force of unity to them. Didn't you read the article of the Ervut?
And then what happens? What happens to that ego in of them? What? It balances by itself?
By the upper light that you pass to them. What ego? The upper light does everything, just like it awakened the ego. It also organizes it above the ego. There's no problem in that.
So today, when we come and tell them you have to connect, what are we telling them actually? They have to connect, but obviously they cannot unless Israel connects first.
Let them try and see that it's impossible, but the main thing that they will know that the plan is for everybody to connect. So they will know that they have to press on us, but not in a form of hatred, but to obligate us to connect. That is called that the nations of Israel take Israel on their shoulders and bring them to the temple. There's work on their behalf too, and our behalf. Can I believe that he's done?
I want to ask you a question from the thought of creation. How can it be? Well, Bala Sulam, he spoke to Ben Gurion and he offered a method of education. You met UNESCO and you offered them a method of education. So there is a method. So from the, so there is a method.
I guess recognition of evil hasn't happened in humanity yet, also in Jews.
But why should we have a recognition of evil? Why is it good for?
It must be advantage of the light through the darkness.
Where in this existence there's a method of education that starts from, any method of education starts from having a natural resistance.
Here the education is by the upper light, the light that reforms, but in order to start, you need somehow to draw the light. You need a corporeal method of education. You have to know that the nation of Israel has to bring the method of education. You have to know that you shouldn't just hate them and burn them, but you need to press on them that they will connect. That's called that you hold them on your shoulders and bring them to the temple. The nations must obligate the nations, the Israel, by this. Without this, Israel won't ascend to the mountain of the Creator, as we say.
I'm not asking why the method works the way it does. I'm asking, there is a method already.
Yeah.
Why, from the side of the thought of creation, it doesn't start spreading? Why is there a prevention?
It is spreading. Here, there's a guy from Shenkin here speaking about the thought of creation.
Okay, but with respect to the whole of population, we are very few.
We don't need more. It'll just be a mess. Imagine that except for you, a few thousands in Israel, imagine there are a few millions of you. Oh my God.
But trying to ask questions about it.
Niva, how do I say that? Made a... imagine a copy of 100 like Neve and 100 like you. And him? Oh. Right? Yochai. Another 100 of you. No.
So it's going to work eventually. There's a group of students here studying, hearing it, trying to think in that direction. But what I understand from you, Rav, we lack nothing except for dissemination. We just have to strengthen between us, but the main thing is dissemination. We have the material. We need to work on it to process it correctly, but all we have to do is dissemination. That's the only thing missing. We need greater force, greater, more money, more readiness, but that's it. Why the Creator, who supposedly have an interest that this whole thing will come to correction, why doesn't he open something for this method? Rav, the Creator is a complete system, which is called the Creator. You cannot understand that there's no such thing as the personality of the Creator who realizes, who understands, who sits somewhere up there and makes some calculations. There is no such thing. It's a system. It's the one upper force operating. But we're saying that there's the thought of creation nonetheless, that there's a thought behind it. Yeah, it's a force with a thought. So why then that thought doesn't operate in such a way? It operates in this thought. Everything exists, the beginning and the end. And out of the connection between the end and the beginning, this is what happens. So it's us not seeing it, that it develops, it's happening and advancing. Yeah, we cannot attach ourselves correctly to that process. So the reason why they didn't listen to you in the United Nations is because we did something wrong here? Of course. Of course. The fact that they cannot accept us, it's our fault. This is why I'm saying that we have to unite and disseminate more. That's it. I can't blame them for not doing things. They have no choice. They have no free choice. As much as we will influence them, as much as we will disseminate to them, they will have a better response, better reaction. You want to prevent the Holocaust. You want them to treat Israel with understanding. So explain to them all the time where the hatred comes from, what form it should take, that hatred, how they're supposed to put pressure on the Jews, how they have to explain the Jews what to do. This is what it means to carry them to the Mount of the Lord, because they carry the deficiency, the nations of the world. There is mutual work to be done here between us that we will start to be revealed soon. I want to ask, how can I think such thoughts and think about the nations of the world if it's hard for me to feel what my friend in the 10 thinks and feels?
With the nations, it's even more simple, because there you're working corporeally. You show them a method. You explain the structure of reality. It is actually more understood. Although, working with your friends, that's an issue. Here, there's an egoistic will to receive the biggest. We can't even feel as much as it disturbs. We just see that more and more we're trying and nothing happens. We want to do it together. It's not working. We're lacking prayer. Prayer that all of us, all the tens together, all the tens in the world, that we will all ask for the light to come and do the work. These things were lacking. Between you, you're doing all kinds of connections, meetings, but to extract the deficiency towards the upper one, and that it'll be correct through the 10, through the center of the 10, which is the upper form, that still isn't there. Well, it will be. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Please.
I'm asking about the protective shell that prevents us from connecting with the friend. We identify Pharaoh because he's asking questions of who and what. Can you speak of this protective shell? What is the logic that it uses when talking?
What preventive klipa did I...
You said that we cannot connect between the friends because everyone has a protective shell preventing him from exiting towards the friend.
Yeah, I said preventive, that this shell, this klipa, protects my will to receive, not to get hurt. Not from the good side, from a negative side.
In the book it says, how do I identify Pharaoh? He has the questions of who and what, and then I identify that I'm fronting him. Can you explain more about this shield so that I can identify it? What does it ask me?
That you can't take the friend's deficiency instead of your own.
I don't understand.
In other words, it's called make your desire his desire.
I don't understand, how do I fall here into a trap? Why can't I stand on this point and keep banging on it all the time?
You have no support from society that you are all doing it.
That I understand, but I'm asking, how do I identify that point that I have to keep on banging, which is the point of the wall, which is called the klipa, shell that protects me, that protects my ego? How do I identify it and work against it? How do I pray for that point exactly? Together, in the 10, everyone wants it to happen for every friend.
You want to go into his heart and know what's important for him.
And where do I fall there today? What does this klipa do so that I don't notice that I keep falling again and again, and I'm not praying for that point?
I don't feel constantly I need to try and be like Rav Ash said, to make sure I'm protecting the friend, meaning that I'm as if I'm protecting him, guarding him. Guarding what's good for him, concerned. What? How can I help him? How can I protect him? How can I hold him? And that's how the ten has to be. How can I take this baby and develop it, that it'll constantly be on my hands?
But it's simple to do.
Simple? Here, good.
If I have a child or someone, here, everyone here devoted his life for it, and we cannot, there is this catch. We can see in our eyes that there's someone knocking us down.
Because you're not connected to this naturally, beastly. You, as a beast, you have kids, and you keep over them. You have a connection to them, a natural connection. Nature connects you to that system that you're connected to them. And towards the friends, you don't have a connection. Well, you have a connection, but you don't feel it. You must invest a lot of forces to reveal it.
Thank you.
Tov.
Okay, enough. So what are we doing with the study? From tomorrow, Okoka. A few on this and a few on that.
We can either study Pticha or...
I don't know. I used to come every day, or lately, and I gave you another step to advance. You felt that, right? Now, I think I might have to stop a bit. Whether you feel good about it, it's nice, there's action, suspense, I don't know how to... But we need to do actions. We need to do actions. Internal, external... I don't know, but we can't do it like this, because otherwise this will just become a klipa. A lot of knowledge without realizing. So, I don't know. Let's do tomorrow... I can do the preface, but what in what will it be different than the other ones? I think that I was close to explaining it well. I was explaining it well, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that then I was... I was more able to give these things for beginners. You know that a professor isn't good in teaching little kids. Every degree has a degree of a teacher, that there'll be still some kind of certain closeness. Preface. What?
With your permission, Rav, if we can do some actions, in 10 days from now, we have the first lesson in the method of the wisdom Kabbalah here in Petach Tikva. There is an event like we have all over Israel, and there are many people here, 500 people. We have many people. If everyone will bring just one person to the lesson, just one person to come and feel, it can be something so great to help the whole world advance towards the end of correction.
I'm doing this. I do it.
Ofer, chill down. I'm just saying...
I'm asking you, who is giving the lesson?
There's an introductory lecture, a lesson. I think it's Moshe can help me who the lecturer is. Do you know who it is?
It's a, I don't belong to this.
No, 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 you don't belong to it. I want all the friends.
So I can go eat.
I want us to think about it together, Rav.
We'll think about it together. So you're saying there are a lot of vacant places for that evening?
Yeah, and everyone can bring just one person he can bring in 2 weeks. There's time.
Great. So let's try and do it. And but not people that are already in the system.
Completely external people to let them have a taste.
Good. Each one goes in the street, grabs something, and brings them in.
You said that it's going to be hard for you to teach us preface. What do people who came here in the last couple of years, 4 or 5 years, how do they study?
You know how much I invested in the archive, forces, nerves, I screamed at everybody here and spent money? And if you're not using it, so what can I do? Every half a year I have to give the preface again? Tell me. Then you'll say not about the preface, you'll say part one, part two. We've studied it. If we didn't study something in tests, I'm willing to go over it if you're willing. Yeah, we have a lot. What to add? But again, I'm saying, this is all theory. Practically, entering spirituality is now before us, and it depends on unity in the ten and disseminating outside of it.
I can understand from your words that we don't really have to study preface. We can also do it in the 10 and make it to spirituality.
Yes. If you're studying the system together with us and everything around it, all these things you'll attain through the connection. La 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 la
Umachar nakum leyom chadash, beinah.